What's going on?
Chin.
Sorry. I had an itch.
All right.
Told you I was itchy.
Going now. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
And I'm Edwin.
Cake is delicious. I love this cake.
You and your freaking cake, man.
Dude, you know what? It was my birthday, alright? I am entitled to cake.
That's true. Happy birthday.
And that aside, Ed just introduced himself again. What is with that?
Ed, you're not allowed to introduce yourself on the show. Just saying.
You can't even be on the show anymore. Bye, Ed.
Peace, y'all.
That would be awesome if like we just like booted him right now. And we actually did kick him off the show for that. That'd be...
You're fired!
Back by popular demand is Edwith from the Leviathan server. Say hello, sir.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
All right, so we got an interesting show for you this week. Dooley and Teela could not be with us tonight. Unfortunately, it was a little bit too late for Teela, so she went to bed early tonight. Well, early is a relative term.
Like 4 a.m. her time?
Yeah, it was
very
like,
early, very early.
She's on British time, so.
No kidding.
No way. Oh my God, really?
Good.
I thought she was on really. España time.
Wow.
Oh. It's probably the same time, isn't it?
I bet the Iberian.
I think it's I want to say it is. All right, so got an exciting show for you this week. Lots of stuff going on, and obviously Abyssia is on the horizon here, as well as the update. It's coming. It's very soon. So lots of cool stuff coming. So
soon that it's coming June 21st.
Yeah.
Woot!
Which that's like, I would say that would be late June. That's not really mid June.
It's late mid. Oh. It's like mid late.
Yeah. No, it's late.
So yeah, the update June 21st. Anything? Anything other than that? I mean. Prep,
that's when the update is.
Prep there's update? A, let's talk about the prep update.
That was sweet.
Did they just ninja in some stuff there?
They did.
Good times.
There's some stuff, you know, it was a preparatory update, so it's, you know, I guess to reduce the amount of time spent, you know, downloading the update the day of the update. I have no idea how, you know, why they did it.
Well, they did it because on the day of... When everyone's trying to access it, and you're like 80 millionth in line. Okay, not that many people play, but 800th in line. They're gonna be like, the servers can't handle it. So this way, it gets people in, gets people out, get on with life.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Well, the side effect of that is that we can see all the stuff that they put in. So
and there's quite a bit of interesting things that people have found in the deaths.
Indeed.
After the prep update, there's a lot of new spells, there's abilities, there's something that looks like Libra or like Scan, you know, from previous Final Fantasy games.
I thought that was already in the deaths for some reason.
I didn't think it was. I could be mistaken. There's some new, it looks like new dancer abilities, new flourishes and waltzes. There's some new mobs, there's like adamantoids with like horns or something. I don't know what that's supposed to be. It's like what happens to adamantoids after like he gets put into like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and gets like the ooze on him or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. In reality, it's just Adamantoids with a different head, so that's kind of lame. Some mob reskins. You know, all that stuff is out there on the forums if you guys are interested in seeing what exactly was in that with the news of the update. Obviously, we knew that the update was coming on the 21st because that's what it said in the Vision of Abyssia trailer that came up. You know, it's available for pre-sale now, so if you want to feel special and buy it now, you can. There's not really any benefit to doing so. But we did get a look at the trailer, and with that, the website was also updated with showing us some weapons and the bestiary. And I think these are probably the new kind of, you know, ultimate weapons that they've been teasing. They call these the Empyrean weapons, and it talks about being the epither bestowed upon a fabled assemblage of arms imbued with ancient Moogle magic, their might such that they are likened to gods among weapons. A prophecy passed down from antiquity by the esoteric Magian Mooglehood foretells that these arms shall slumber until such a time as they are taken up by the heroes who would arise to avert calamity from befalling the world. So it sounds right there like they're probably going to be part of the Trial of the Magian system.
Fishes.
Yeah.
So.
True.
I don't, my kind of vision is that while, I mean, you know, just looking at the Magian weapons now, a lot of people are like, wow, these are really good. And I think that these are going to be easier, the Empyrean weapons, I think they're going to be easier to obtain than a relic or a mythic. Of course, they'll probably be scaled down just a little bit after, you know, all the trials come out to upgrade the mythics and the relics.
You'll just need like 40,000 Fafnir kills or something.
Right. I got a feeling that there's not going to be a final, okay, this is this weapon. I think you'll see different stats floating around on these weapons depending on trials.
True. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. There's a couple of interesting ones. There's the Masamune, the Great Katana, which looks kind of cool. It's like a bottle opener, but it, other than that, it looks pretty cool. The
Scythe looks pretty cool.
Scythe looks cool. The Verithragna, the hand-to-hand, it looks like some
horns. Sweet.
The problem I have with the hand-to-hand, though, if you look at those weapons and then imagine a chicken.
Okay.
Okay. Look at wait. Okay, I see the chicken. I can visualize.
Yeah. It looks like a chicken.
Okay.
You don't see the chicken?
I can't say that.
I gotta pull this back up because you're confusing like crap.
I thought the hand-to-hand weapon looked like goat horns.
Well, no. The look at the shape of it, though. It looks like a chicken.
Maybe.
What?
Oh, yeah. It does look like a chicken.
In what way does it look like a chicken?
Like a frozen
chicken. Yeah. Like a frozen chicken. Like a cooked one.
I almost wish they would have just had frozen chicken and like hand-to-hand weapons.
Or it looks like Odin's head if you turn it the other way. With the horns.
There you go.
And the ears.
I was stuffing this chicken for dinner and my hand got stuck and I decided to level monk.
I want a chicken now. Thanks.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at it.
It does look like a chicken. I didn't see it at first.
Yeah, and now that you have seen it, that's all you'll be able to see.
It looks like a frozen chicken.
The Armageddon is pretty sweet. The gun.
Oh, yeah, the gun is super sweet. I'm excited for that.
The staff is kind of interesting. The I don't even know how to begin to pronounce that. The Hevgelmer?
Nice try.
It's just a noise.
Is that a sneeze? I don't know what that was.
Who knows?
It almost looks like kind of like a touched up like elemental stave.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Noise. That reminds me of like when Peter Griffin was like, I can say all of the states in alphabetical order in 1 second.
Peter, that was just a sound.
Yeah, that's what speaking is, anyway. You know, the design is interesting because it looks like a reskin elemental stave, but at the same time, it kind of makes you wonder if, you know, for a while.
It's kind of cool to me.
It does, but, you know, there's been the idea floating around that you know, hey, we should be able to get something where we can, like, turn in all the elemental staves and get some, like, you know, like a rainbow staff or something, you know, like, to combine all the staves into one to reduce, like, you know, inventory space.
To reduce pollution, Captain Planet.
And so I'm wondering if you know, maybe that'll be possible now, because you know, it could be it just happened to have a design similar to the elemental staves, or, you know, maybe we'll get something like a rainbow staff or something. I don't know. That would be nice, but yeah, we'll see. It would be, I mean, really, with Trial of Magian, something like that would be very easy to do. You just trade in an elemental staff and say, okay, I want to do this trial, and then the requirements are you need to turn in a fire staff and ice, you know, like, that'd be very easy to do. So, but
the great axe is pretty ballin'.
Yeah, a lot of those look pretty cool, except for the dagger. The dagger looks kind of weird.
Yeah, the dagger is the worst. Worst of the worst of the worst. What is that?
It's like somebody did a cast mold of, like, a pizza and put a handle on it. Like, I don't know.
It'd be cool if it expanded to a fan so you could, like, blow yourself off. That's pretty much it. Is that English?
Is that, like, a tea kettle going on?
Oh, man.
It's like, it'd be pretty sweet if you could extend it so you could blow yourself off.
To a fan. Hello.
That's what he said. You're gonna have to edit that steak.
I know.
No, I said with a fan. I definitely said with a fan. Okay. Anyways.
We'll see.
The Gandiva, which is the archery one, is super opulent, so it makes me kind of a level ranger. And I love that the ranger's wearing a kudogi, because even though they're not at all practical to wear, they're deliciously amazing.
Well, in the trailer, there's a thief only using a riddle in full Denali. I mean, really?
You're doing it wrong.
Right. Also, with the additions of showing off some of these weapons, there's some new mobs in the bestiary that they've included. There's a couple that I want to mention. First, here we have the Cleonid. It says, being a mollusk of mischievous bearing and ghostly aspect, much given to rollicking. I read that first, and I almost, like, said rickrolling. Like, that'd be kind of a mob dedicated around the idea of rickrolling. Rollicking in the air in a dance at once graceful and deadly. Alongside Lemuel, they have grown to prominence in the wake of the Great Cataclysm, spreading as a plague across Abyssia. Yeah. Of the little that is known of these invertebrates, their proclivity for aggression towards mankind is well documented. It sounds kind of weird, but my issue with this is they talk about this Great Cataclysm. What's the name of that new WoW expansion that's coming out?
Cataclysm.
Okay. That's,
but they're not allowed to say the word cataclysm, is that
it? It's no, but there was this great cataclysm, and because of it, these mobs have, and, like, and I think it had mentioned something about that in a couple of the other bestiary descriptions or whatever, but it's like, I don't know. I'm not, you know, it's, on one hand, you don't want to be like, oh, well, it's just a word, you know, people are allowed to use words, but at the same time, I don't know, it seems just kind of lame that out of all the words that they could have picked, they just picked, you know, the one that's the name of the expansion for WoW. But no, well, anyway, one of the other guys, there's also that new big behemoth that's in there that we saw, the Alismuth. And then there's also this other guy, looks kind of interesting, called the Aratham. It says, being of the Cataray, a family of most unnatural life forms of utterly indeterminate composition and origin, said to have been sighted across the realm shortly after the first tremors sundered the Abyssian landscape. Their true nature remains shrouded in mystery to this day. Fringe researchers have posited a relationship to a recreational pastime of a long-lost civilization, but the theory has yet to draw much support.
This mob is very Final Fantasy to me. Like,
yeah, it is.
Very, It looks like
throwing it back to your roots.
Yeah, it's like something out of like one of the old Final Fantasy.
My description of it is like if you had Kefka and Edward Scissorhands have a kid, and then like touched it up with a little like FF style or something. It almost like reminds me of Kingdom Hearts a little bit too, just the way it designed it. But definitely, it was really nice to see this too. After being like, oh, that's a recolored Mandy, that's a recolored Marlboro, you know. And then you have this thing, and you're like, what is that? You know, some other mobs.
At least one of these mobs looks kind of cool,
right? Well, here's another funny one too. We're gonna get mini sandworms in Abyssia.
Really?
Yep. There was one in the trailer.
Aw. Baby sandworms.
Aw, baby sandworms.
Did like Doom little... void you to like GMG?
North Gusterberg. Like, where are they taking you?
You know what that would be sweet is if they like
Doom voided you to like random ass places.
They Doom voided you to like Final Fantasy IV, and you have to play it again. But when you're done, you get like this really sweet weapon.
That would be kind of weird.
Okay.
That was random. Stay.
Yeah, like, can I get a D2? Oh, my home plant was in Final Fantasy IV. What?
I have my random pants on today.
Well, at least you have some pants on. It's a step up from usual.
I set myself up.
Wow. That was...
Jeez. Tee.
All right. Also, with the launch of the Vision of Abyssia website, there was a post on the Creator's Voice Z blog.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Was it really?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you.
And we were able to translate that because Corinth helped us out with that. There's going to be three new maps, presumably the Highlands, the Plateau, and the Canyon. Mm-hmm. Over 30 new quests. I don't know if these are going to include like trials or what, but 30 quests and 100 new monsters and over 100 new pieces of equipment.
Wow.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
So that's quite a bit for just one add-on. That's not just like with the update, that's just the add-on. And this is just the first of three. So,
well, I'm glad they're stepping up their game, because after the last add-on series, it was just kind of disappointing. I mean, I love 11, but it's kind of disappointing.
No, they were disappointing.
They were, yeah. I think really out of the entirety of the game, aside from the update with the bell commands, I think ACP was probably the biggest disappointment in this game.
They were... Well, that's only because it was the first one. If any of those were first, they would have been disappointments.
Well, I think because ACP was so bad, the expectations dropped a lot for Moogle and for Shantotto. But I think just because of the ties that ACP already had... they were like, oh, it's like a continuation of like the opening.
The worst part with that too is like they had stuff in there that could have been like being able to redo the fight and getting those like augmented rewards. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really cool system, but then they just screwed it all up with crappy storyline that made no sense.
Yeah, I mean. You know, everybody likes the Moogle, everybody, most people like Shantotto. But, really, I think in terms of a solid story, ACP had the best shot. They're like, it's going to have Aldo in it, and it's going to be like a continuation of, that opening cutscene. And it was horrible.
Yeah, it was
like,
all kinds
have
of
some
confused.
Weird, creepy crystal, and we'll have like a young Aldo who's like this girl's son or something like that. And in the end, they don't get united again. Like, what? Like, huh? Or they get united, but then they're like, oh, well, we're gonna forget about this. Or like, what happened? I don't know what was going on.
You are never to mention this.
it probably just got lost in translation. Like, there was really like a whole nother cutscene that.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure, that's exactly it. Yeah, there was this
the
whole
person
line.
Translating ACP to English. Quit, and so they just released it.
Right. Anyway, so there's that. Also for POL news, we have a little bit of a Q&A talking about the level cap. which is kind of weird. I was expecting, you know, like job adjustments or something. And so there's just a Q&A like, what inspired the decision to increase the level cap? Or what changes can we expect to see after the cap is lifted? I'm like, didn't they talk about most of this stuff?
Yeah, no kidding.
What we do get out of this is we know what abilities will be unusable as support jobs.
I'm glad they put this out there, too, because there's been lots of little debates and stuff going on about that.
Right. Aflatus Misery, Aflatus Solace, and then Yonan and Inan will not be available, which is kind of weird. I mean, it's for the Aflatus stuff, I guess it makes sense. Yonan and Inan, I guess I can see it, but at the same time, you know, if Square Enix is like, yeah, Dancer can tank, well, Yonan and Inan, like, that would have been great for a Dancer tank if we had it, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, but it would break Paladin, though. Imagine a Paladin with Yonan.
Yeah, but it doesn't it hurt your accuracy? Well,
they could do it for you know, limited to only dual
Paladin
wielding.
Paladin needs, like, hardcore accuracy, though. Like,
limited to dual wielding.
What do you mean?
You know, limited. If you're a Paladin, you have a shield, you can't use Yonan and Inan. If you're dual wielding two swords, then okay. I don't know.
Then all those great katana using ninjas will get.
I have a feeling that you just really wanted Yonan and Inan.
No, it's my problem is if Square Enix is keeps, you know, advertising Dancer as, you know, this job that's able to tank, they need to give it the tools to actually do that.
Well, maybe
right now, I don't think they advertise it to tank. I think they
did.
They give it a bunch of things so it can fill several different roles in some situations. Like a white mage can tank, but you don't see me grabbing up a bunch of enmity gear and hauling ass to Tiamat to tank.
They're like, no, you can you know, you can tank. You know, Dancer can be a tank. You can cure and DD. And I think it was Joe told me. There was a study done on enmity with waltzes, and that stuff, like, that enmity deteriorates really quick. Like, you know...
But what would you even want to tank on Dancer?
I wouldn't want to tank. But my problem is that Square Enix says it can tank, and yet it doesn't seem like it has the things needed to do so.
I don't remember them ever saying it can tank.
They've said that a couple times.
I don't remember that at all.
That's why they gave him Fan Dance.
That's one ability.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Like, oh, you can tank. Here's an ability that'll help.
Well, I have what is it called? Collaborator. But you don't see me trying to use that one ability to tank.
All right.
I use it in case of emergency, in case Dippy over there, Cure 5'd Joe Schmuck the Ragman, running back with a ton of ads, and he's getting whacked.
Hey, Joe Schmuck.
The Ragman.
Anyway.
The Ragman.
this debate is brought to you by...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I think they seriously need to either push Dancer in one direction or another.
Right.
It's very in the middle of a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. Not just tank and healer or tank and DD.
Well, right. I mean, if
it's not even a support job. Like,
if they're saying Dancer can do something, then give it the things that it needs to do it effectively. Don't just be like, well, it can kind of do this.
Well,
it can kind of support. It can kind of DD. It can kind of tank. Well, don't give us a kind of. Give us a yes, this can do this.
See, I really wanted Inan for my thief big time with the enhanced critical hits and stuff. I think that one's Inan.
Yeah. But, well, that's what is it? That gives what accuracy too, I think, right?
Yeah, accuracy, critical hit.
And see, this is what I don't get. The, you know, if you sub warrior at 99, you're gonna get what is it, aggression or something that boosts accuracy?
Are you really?
Yeah, that's like that's level 49 or under. So it's like, why don't the, you know, people dual wielding get that then with the ninja ability? I don't. It's weird. I don't get it.
Want Dancer to be sweet.
God forbid, nice. I want the one job I enjoy playing most to be, you know, worth a damn. How dare I?
It would be nice if Dancer was something. Like, as you were saying, like, it was...
I don't know. I think they're right in kind of holding it back just because it would break other jobs. Like, and you don't make one job a little bit better by breaking, you know what I mean, 3 or 4 other jobs.
Right.
Like, I can totally understand not giving out Solace Misery thingy there. Because, but you would never need a white mage again. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Ever.
Raise 3.
Don't be here. About here's that. I'm kind of worried about is that there's secretly a bunch more stuff on that you cannot use list, and they just haven't told us yet.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
It's kind of weird that they only, you know, they handpicked these few to put it here now.
These were the two that everyone was talking about.
Like, yeah.
Between my circle of friends, we were all talking about Yonin Inn, and we were all talking about Aflatus Silas and Misery, and we're also talking about Ascension, which they did address, and it said clearly that you could use Ascension to just triple the cast time.
Yeah, that was what else was in here. There's a couple of things that will be usable as support jobs, but they'll be changed. Shadowbind is going to have an accuracy check, so there's a possibility that it could not take effect, and then Ascension and Manifestation are going to triple double recast time for the spells that are used. So you'll still be able to use them, but it's going to be changed because it's a sub job thing.
So the question is,
they already have sub jobs like that.
Right.
What is it? I forget.
If you use meditate when you're subbing, you only get 60.
Thank you.
Sneak and trick attack. You don't get the dex and agility bonuses if you're using it as a sub. I don't know.
That's true.
So there you go. Be curious to see what else they change with support jobs and abilities and stuff.
Yeah,
indeed.
True. I like the Dark Knight in the picture that's doing like the AOE stun. Like,
I know that's awesome.
I'm sure everyone's like, dude, Dark Knight sub Scholar.
Yes.
I know. That's what everyone's excited about.
It's a wave of the future, man. Wave of the
future, man.
Everything sub-scholar.
Because you're going to be there, and you're like, man, all these mobs are casting like this horrible spell at exactly the same time. I wish we had a Dark Knight sub-scholar right now. It's done all of them.
True.
Anyway, what else do we got? Issue 40 of the Final Fantasy XI newsletter is out. If you don't get that, you can check that out. We got the link up on the site for that. Community news. The COP episode of Promathia Unchained over at Limit Break Radio is now available. Talking about COP changes pre-update. We'll be covering all of that stuff with the COP areas, the uncapping. I don't know, after the update sometime. Give people some time to play around with it and see how the changes went. Keep an eye out on the website. We'll probably be posting something about get a couple of guests for the show maybe to talk about it. This will be a live show. No date for it yet, though. So once we figure all that out, we'll have something up on the site. So there you go.
Okay. Awesome. All right, next on the agenda, what do we have here?
Let's play achievements.
Yay!
Player achievements. Fusion X.
I get to read them because I'm like, all right.
Oh, speaking of, under PFA news, just a little tidbit that we missed, Fusion X's birthday.
We talked about that, though.
Not on the show.
Yeah, the cake.
We talked about the cake, but we didn't officially.
Pretty sure you did.
Did we? Was that before the show?
I was eating the cake, and then you were like, happy birthday or something, I thought. Right.
Well, happy birthday anyways.
Word. She did that, and she went AFK real quick, so I will wait until she comes back, because I think Chin's birthday is coming up pretty soon here, too.
Tuesday.
It's 4th anniversary and birthdays, man. Crazy crazy couple of weeks here in June. Mm-hmm. Alright, so player achievements. Kugel got Black Mage from 38 to 41. Invincible Moron beat the Big Stupid Doodoo Head Moogle.
The Big Stupid Doodoo Head.
Got a Enwig Salad with accuracy 10, attack 5, strength 3, and weapon skill accuracy plus 15. Earth Digger took Beast up to level 40. And a Real Life Ding, 24.
Oh, all these Real Life Dings, man.
I know. What is with that? That's crazy. It's like we were all on a merit party in real life and didn't know it or something, or crazy stuff. Sevo Kevo took his Taru Warrior from 18 to 20, got sub jobs, and failed at Nizel.
I love failing at Nizel. I'm the best. Nobody can beat me at that.
Yeah. Not fun. Squigalicious got 75 Beast.
Woot.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Go, Squig.
Simona's got Monk to 23 before his laptop crapped out on him. Seo Mayo got all the chroma ores he needs for his Morgan body, and got Scholar to 74, and did a pickup Nizel and got his Galliard Chapeau.
Wow. Big week.
Woots.
Not bad. Yeah, I'm glad he got the ore, because God knows I didn't get any. We were doing a lot of ISNMs. Bontree got 75 Red Mage, and hopefully by the time you read this, Shadow Ring. So, wow. Hope that happened. Polish Tamales, one for 17 on the Sortie Ring, and one for 23 on the Virtuoso Belt. Almost got Fiat Lux Mastered, but no go on the Armor Drops again. It's true. It sucks. And last but not least, Elixiru. Beast to 37, or from 37 to 38, and finished Trial 724 on their Ingram to help with help from his Linkshell Blue Requiem on Cerberus.
Welcome back, Chin.
Word.
I could tell she was back because it sounded like somebody had like a vacuum running.
No like, way.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
No dude to boot today.
You guys don't hear that, really?
No dude to boot it. I hear it, yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Stop lying.
So I was gonna say this before, but you went like AFK real quick. Happy birthday in a couple days.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Chin's birthday is Tuesday, so... Yeah,
please,
my birthday was yesterday. Earth Diggers was last week. Chin's is in a couple days. Like, man.
We don't play games.
It's good stuff.
I know, right? Don't mess with the peeps with the June birthdays.
It's true. Don't do it. I'll fight you.
Don't do it. Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. All right.
So we got email time
maybe
here?
Maybe you're all just kind of sitting around.
In-game time.
Oh, in-game time.
In-game. In-game. All right. So, Ed, you're our guest.
Is sure. he? Yes.
Am I? Yep. Am I? Sure. I'm the guestiest of the four of us, sure.
What have you been doing in-game this week?
Well, I've been doing a lot in-game, as always. First, since we're on the birthday... train right now. I want to give a shout out to Gemini Gem, whose birthday was yesterday. So, happy birthday.
Is it funny that you said birthday train and I just heard the train go by?
Birthday train.
Maybe. Maybe right,
there's the episode name, Birthday Train.
Birthday Train. It's pretty good.
Fun fact, there was actually a Doom Train server for Japanese beta test for 11.
Oh, nice.
It was the Japanese equivalent of Doom Train, yeah. I just found that out the other day.
Doom Train's a sweet summon. I wish we had that. That'd be sweet.
Pretty kind of weird.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, it wouldn't be sweet, but it'd definitely be sour.
I don't know how it'd work, but it'd be cool.
Okay. It'd be cool if you could like all jump on it, like your whole party, and then the summoner can drive you to the camp really fast. That would be sweet.
Yeah, I don't want to... You know what? Forget Maz for Abyssia. I want to get there via the Doom Train.
It's just like some abandoned shack out in Riverside AO1.
Put the Doom Train station in Walk of Echoes. That would be awesome.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so sweet.
You guys get lamer by the minute.
By the minute, and not by
you
the second.
What? I have cake.
Don't
so
you
I
judge me.
I don't care
me.
How lame I am.
Don't you judge me.
True.
Don't you do it.
Lol.
Don't okay, you right, do it.
So, other things I did in-game was... So, you know I told you had to do 100 demons with my automaton getting the kill shot?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks to Gemini Gem and Washu, I did complete that. So, I have a snazzy pair of hand-to-hand weapons with pet magic accuracy +4. That's sweet. And then I went out...
Sweet.
And then I went out to work on the next trial, which is 150 ghosts on Dark's Day with my automaton getting kill shot. So that's fun. Not. So I'm ending up going to Cuftal Tunnel. Not Cuftal Tunnel. The one... Yeah, Cuftal. Exactly what I'm saying. I was thinking Kuroklo, but I said Cuftal. So I went to Cuftal Tunnel, and I went with Selvi and with Kokenin. And within an entire Dark's Day, we managed to do 13. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's so pretty good progress there.
13 out of what?
150. So
nice. Yeah, you're on a roll.
I'm on a roll. I'm almost
If you're
done.
Lucky, you might be able to get that done by the time, what is that? What's the last one? Scars of Abyssia comes out?
I feel like Square did a really good thing by making these weapons like available to almost anyone. But at the same time, they kind of were just mean about some of it, you know?
It's all very tedious work, but it's all very doable at the same time. So you kind of want to hate
well,
them.
It is and it isn't. Like, the Dark Knights having to kill stuff they can't drain. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's like with, if you want to upgrade the Dancer Mythic Dagger, you got to kill, like, undead. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
The worst part about this is I have my White Mage Puppet, okay, and it casts Bio, and then we get it down to, like, 5%, and everyone disengages, and then you know what? Kills it, the bio. I'm just like, and the bio kills it, and since the bio killed it, that my puppet cast, but not the puppet itself, it doesn't count as a kill shot. I'm like, that is unfair, Square Enix. It's just the bio that the puppet cast. For real. Okay. And I just got passionate. Ooh. Mother honey child.
Okay.
I think the word you're looking for there is anyway.
Anyway, we did some Nizel Isle runs. We were gonna do 360s, but since Ed was in charge of picking the floor, he very accidentally chose 76 one of the times. So, but that was the time we actually got gear. We got an Askar body, which Gemini won. So, congrats to her. So, her Durg is 20. So, she's going to go finish that. So, she got that.
Word.
And I did a party with Squig to help her get to 74 Beastmaster. Obviously, you see that went pretty well as she's 75. And then today, me and Squig and Kieran, we all went up in Dark Crystal. We all went to the Boyata Tree. And we all skilled up. And 916, well, I was on White Mage, and 916 came along from our Link Shell, and he was like, "Are you skilling up Club?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Want to borrow my Kraken Club?" And I'm like, "Hell yes."
And then you server transferred and sold it, right?
No. And then.
No.
I did contemplate DCing, but then I didn't. But I did contemplate it. So maybe I'm not that innocent. So, but I did give it back. I managed to get Club to 255. So, only one level away from cap, which is sweet. And also, this week, I also got this strange tickling in my stomach to start leveling Thief. So, here I am, running around Gustaberg, killing saplings and such. So, I'm level 13. Started at level 6. I don't know. Pretty much Emperor Band pwns at low levels, just so you know. And Iron Jar, tier 3, this is the last thing. I did another one, and we failed, of course. But I tried to mix it up. I have a Red Mage Ninja Polar, and I'm trying to do more things with more people, probably overworking them, but whatever. That's what you do. Overwork the slaves. So if you're looking for an Iron Jar Link Shell and you're on Leviathan, or not on Leviathan, I'm happy to take server transfers. Please send your referrals to Edwith.
At Leviathan.
At Leviathan.com, guild donations accepted. I'm kind of broke right now. And that concludes the story and times that are Edwist in game for this week.
When I come to your house, I'm throwing out all the coffee.
There is no coffee in this house. Ever. What are you talking about?
That I'm bringing duct tape.
He's like excited about that. That's like,
kinda... Wow. No, like I'm just raffling in Vanadiel about that. What is, like what lol? Okay, continue.
Oh my god. Okay. I think
so scared right now.
You should be. I bet you that's like Ed's fantasy is for you to duct tape him somewhere. Fusion, how about you?
Been doing some ISNMs this week with Seo and Az. Trying to help Seo get his chroma ores. Trying to get a chroma ore or something to throw Chin's way, and I haven't gotten any, so that's nice.
Yay!
yeah, alright. Awesome. Did some Einar Yard, did some Meridine, finished capping out Meditate. So now it's probably, I don't know, between like Blade Bash and Shikikoyo probably for Sam. And I still gotta do my finish off my Dancer Group 2s. I don't know what I'm gonna do with those. Did lots of Fiat Lux this week and didn't see any armor drops again, so that's great.
Armor.
I'm 0 for probably at least 20 with armor drops. We've seen 2 greatswords, but that's not armor, so it doesn't count. And then you got like the jerks in like, you know, AFK right in front of the mock house in White Gate with like, you know, the head, the body.
The full set. Yeah. Right.
Hate those people.
It's so beautiful though, so it's okay.
No, it's not.
You would AFK there too if you had the full set.
No, I wouldn't. I AFK in my mock house.
That's just weird.
How can you see the shouts? Continue.
I don't last time I tried to do
it. Yeah, because of all the things.
Pick up salvage, hello.
I would rather like gouge my eyes out with like a stuffed chocobo.
I would do
that. It would be difficult.
I know, but it would be really painful. It wouldn't be like just quick and easy like if I did it with like a fork or something. I'd actually have to like really work at it. Thus, you know, expressing my dislike for an idea such as pick up salvadrons. Yeah, what else did I do? I think that's probably about it. We did a little bit of VNMs, I think, earlier. I need 3 more Lamprey Lord kills, and my Merden Otachi will be done.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So
I have the 89 base damage, which is 1 more than an Amano, which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it. I think in the next week or so, we're probably going to do some tier 3 VNMs. I know we got at least like 2 of each to pop, so hopefully we get those and get some more Pixie Eyes from that dagger. That would be good.
There you go.
That's about it. Yeah, three out of 10 right now, so closer I can get to that before the update, the better. I'll get like 7, and then they'll be like, oh, you only need 5 now. I'm like, well, cool, that's 2 wasted.
Thanks.
Yeah, probably the other person that needs to upgrade the dagger is going to be like, you're such a jerk, Fusion. Like, I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, that's it for me.
Cool. Jen, how about you, man?
I got my summoner to 75. I finished off my faint merits. I've been telling the link shell since I've been working a third shift, which I've been doing that for like 6 months now, which is kind of nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone was doing like the SSR boss, to holler at Chinchiller, as I could greatly use a 25 skatey body to finish my body.
Word, I need 100% drop for my damn Usu feed. How sad is that? The drop is 100%.
Well, the worst part about that is that run is like fail, because that's all you can do in that run.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I had a group to go and do it too, but we just didn't kill it.
That's lame.
It's very sad, yeah.
Yeah.
I cried myself to sleep that night.
That's a little weird.
Not abnormal though. Just weird.
No, definitely not abnormal.
I could have had Usu feet, and we got killed by a frog. Like, come on. He had like his little hat on, a little stick.
Gorf. Gosh darn,
like,
Gorf.
Ha ha! I shall charm you.
I is the magic frog.
I think that was weird.
S. A.
It was kind of.
F.
Anyway.
Did I do anything else? Oh, anyway, so that salvage run was totally fail because, like, I don't know, the leader leading the group, like, tries to show off when other people are there or something, so they never do good when someone else goes with them, which is kind of lame. I know I did something else, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, I helped Drooly Turtle with his Moogle fight, the one in Quicksand Caves.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. Forgot about
oh,
that.
Yeah, that's right. We did. You were there, weren't you?
Yeah, he sent me a tell. He's like, what's up? I'm like, he needs help with something, doesn't he?
Word.
But at the same time,
like, middle of the night, I'm like, if people
like need help that much where they send you a tell, you're like, all right, they really need me or they really want me or something. So it's like, you can't say no.
I know that you want me.
True.
I know that you
jeez.
Don't get him started, Steak.
Don't call my name.
Sorry. My bad, dude.
God.
My bad, son. God.
I can't even, like, exist
look at you right now.
Jeez. I know there was something.
All right, there, Chipmunk.
No, definitely cure your care. You know, what are you talking about?
Apparently, there was nothing else because I can't think of it. That was it.
True. What about you, Steak? What have you been doing lately?
Nothing. I did not play Final Fantasy XI this week.
Word.
I have been playing Pirates of the Burning Sea.
Oh, jeez.
Opie and I reactivated our Pirates account.
Would you get, like, tired of Fiesta again?
Huh? No.
Or Ion, or whatever else you're playing?
I am playing Ion, too. But freaking Pirates is such an amazing game. It's like, I would have to, even though I haven't played EVE Online, I would have to liken it to EVE Online, because there's a lot of economy involved. So, like, you know, you're playing the game.
Wait, if you haven't played EVE Online, then how can you compare it?
Okay, I haven't actually played, but I know a lot about it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, all right, I'll let that go.
Okay, so there's a lot of economy involved in the same fashion. So, but anyways, you're playing the game.
Like 5,000 buttons, too.
And you're trying to get stuff together, and, you know, you're crunching numbers. It's very nerdy, but I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you two on vent are like monkeys.
It's funny because, like,
they're like flinging poo.
All right, I'll sail over here and get you like 47,000 oak logs. And more, you melt wood, my please. Sugar and I'll do something.
Yeah,
it's
good stuff. There's PvP in the game, which is cool, but it's not PvP in a traditional fashion exactly. It's more like PvP for control over different areas and ports and stuff, and, you know, you're making ships and
it's not player versus player in the traditional sense. It's not even player versus player. It's still PvP. It's like player versus platypus.
Player versus platypus.
Really? I do enjoy me a good platypus.
Now, Steak, I have a question for you.
Those platypuses. Steak. Yes. Yes.
Will you be at Einarjar on Monday for me?
I have a
depends if you
want to
win or
I have
not.
My uncle had a stroke a couple days ago, and my mom wants to go out and visit him in the hospital, so I might not make it.
That's fine. No problem.
One day
you will return. And one day I may give you a V-fork if I ever get one myself.
If we ever... Have we beaten any tier 3s? Any?
Well, you... I don't know. Maybe if you showed up, you'd find out.
I know the answer is no, unfortunately. But I'd love to see us get to Odin.
I believe we're on the cusp of greatness.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. Maybe. I hope.
We are possibly maybe... Slightly, but right,
wait, 80 is gonna help. I mean, it's not gonna turn the beat around, but it's definitely gonna make it skip a few beats.
It's gonna make you not suck as much.
Not
to say that you guys suck, but
no, it's just difficult. Tier threes are difficult, but we're finally understanding how it kind of works now. I think. I hope.
Okay, so we obviously I haven't played 11, but I am having a lot of fun. Playing other stuff right now, so And that's par for the course for me.
Dude, I'm excited for E3 this week.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited for E3 too.
New stuff.
New Zelda coming out.
Yeah.
See, I've like given up on Nintendo.
I have too, but I've been keeping.
They would have to show the most epic Zelda trailer ever.
I heard the new Zelda is going to be utilizing the vitality bar.
I heard it'll be an optional thing. The only reason I haven't gotten rid of my Wii yet is because I've been waiting to see what the new Zelda is going to be.
Mm. What's a vitality bar?
It's a little, you know, like, I'm trying to think the best.
It's going to, like measure your heart rate and shit and stuff.
Yeah. It's like you clip it on your finger. It's the stupidest thing.
So it's going to be like, you're a fatty, you can't swing this much. That's what it's going to do.
I can remember there was a chart released after the Nintendo press conference last year where they revealed the Wii vitality sensor or whatever, and like it measured like interest in like things that they were discussing, and as soon as that came out, it dropped. A lot of the people on the bigger gaming blogs, they're like, yeah, and then they talking about this vitality thing, and like I thought it was a joke. Like I didn't think they were actually serious.
Well, it all depends. Like anything sounds like a stupid idea, but if it's implemented well and executed well, people will appreciate it.
It's like spreadable bacon. It sounds good on paper, but it's a joke.
No, it doesn't sound good on paper. What are you talking about?
Well, they also got Nintendo's got that new. The 3DS coming out, like the 3D handheld or whatever, which I guess looks pretty similar to a DS. Like, what's the point?
3D! Hello.
No matter what Nintendo does in the handheld market, they're always gonna...
I gotta say, like, out of everything in E3 this year, everything, like, all the big things are very gimmicky, and I don't like that. Like, Natal, which is actually, they're not calling it, like, Kinect, with, like, a K, like K-I-N-E-C-T, and it's kind of weird. Like, there's the PlayStation Move, there's the 3DS.
Maybe
there'll
be some crazy Little Big Planet 2 action.
Oh, there will be. There will be, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to any, like, 14-related stuff, which is kind of cool.
Any new 14-related stuff. Like, if it's just rehashed crap that we've had, like...
Right.
No way. They're going to want to make something big out of it.
14 will have a big
presence. I don't know, because you got to realize, like, 14 is... There's us... people that are like obsessed with Square Enix and their games and stuff like that, and then there's the rest of there's everyone else that plays games,
right?
So they're gonna try to draw them in. So whether they give us any new information is
there's gonna be something new.
We'll
I'm sure there's gonna be something.
Well, you know, we're gonna ask them new stuff because
he
has an interview. So we're gonna do a episode of 8th Right Radio. Hopefully we'll get that recorded next week and right after E3. So keep an eye out for all the new E3 announcements for 14 on Orzopedia during the week.
Mm. Yay!
Cool stuff.
Alrighty. We've got an email, right? Chin read the email?
Chin's going to read it.
Alright, Chin.
She can read?
Jen Henry, I know this for a fact.
News to me.
If you play an RPG of any kind, I would really hope that you could read. I really hope so.
Like this guy put up some symbols.
What if you're blind though? I mean,
how could you play an MMORPG
RPG?
You play like you do like D&D. Like you get like
that's true.
Get like a Braille like dungeon master book.
That you would have to take everybody's word for what you rolled.
You could like feel the dice, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like,
anyway,
you rolled
99.
Continue.
Hello, everyone. This is Trigun from the Quizzicoddle server. I was hoping you guys could give me a strategy on how to knock out the final fight of Amugul Kupo Deita. I haven't started Ashantotto Ascension, but if you could help me with that as well, I would appreciate it. I remember when the Moogle expansion was released, Chin said she tried it one way and failed, but then did it what she originally thought would work and won. Thank you for your time.
Can you, like, read that more like a robot? That'd be cool.
Like, Like, did he write it syncopated like that?
Because
there's dots between every word.
His keyboard was broken.
I have a question. Stop. About the stupidity task.
Telegraphs.
Good stop. You stop. Answer stop. My stop. Question stop.
Okay, fine. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Go. Legfoot.
Legfoot stop.
Legfoot stop. Something about buttons and a legfoot stop.
And move it, chicken factory.
So for the last fight for Koopa d'Etat, and you know, I think I've had the issue too with most of the add-on final fights where it's almost luck based in a way. You know, with this one, you got the main guy, and you'll go in, you'll have a couple mages, then you'll have Didi. The Didi will run up, kind of chill at the top of the stairs. And then the mages will just kind of play around with them, you know, nuke them a little bit, run around, up until, what is it, like 75% or so, 75 or 50, I can't remember, which it was. You can probably read this up on the wiki too. And then, he'll summon his like posse of Moogles and,
Moogle posse.
Seriously, that's what it is.
You're a bad mother Moogle.
So you want to get the DD, it will come down, and they'll kill those, and then you repeat that one more time after that, and then the third time when he spawns his little guys, you just sleep those, and then you zerg him down the rest of the way. It can suck, though, because if, you know, he has this move, it's called, I believe it's, what's it, Crystalline Flare? If he gets that off, you're probably done.
The stun move?
It's just the own your face move.
True.
And it's just kind of random, like when he uses it. I mean, he can kind of use it there's certain points where he can use it, but then on that last bit, I think he can use it like any time. So you gotta have your stuff together and you gotta get lucky, with him using it. As far as Shantotto goes, I don't remember our strategy. I just went in with like Duel and Jess and some summoners and we just killed it. There really wasn't.
I never even bought Shantotto.
It wasn't one of those fights where, like, I lost 8 times, and so I'm like, okay, you know, I really need to look at this and see what we're doing wrong, and you know, analyze the strategy. We just went in and we did it first try. So, but I'm sure if you are interested in strategies for that, the wiki probably has some stuff on the discussion page for the BC fight for that.
Word.
I went for the Moogle Koopa d'Etat fight. I went one for one. I went white, red, 2 black mages, and 2 samurais, and it was pretty much a cakewalk. So,
like cake.
Well, that is true. Oh my god, I so remember cakewalks in elementary school. Like, and I actually won a cake once. It was sweet, literally.
Okay. Good. Moving good on. For you, Ed. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Woo-wee!
True.
Not a super long show this week. Not,
yeah, that's compared to
last week. I mean, last week.
I wouldn't even call it super exciting.
Last week was like the super mega ultimate Uber show.
I know, we're still recovering from that show.
Awesome plus one.
I know I am. Yeah. We'll probably have another live show coming up soon, too. I mean, I think maybe once a month. I think is we had tossed around some ideas. We'll probably do one more live show before the COP thing. Maybe we can do something around the update. I don't know if you guys are available actually during the maintenance. That could be kind of cool to do it actually during the downtime to do it live, but or we could do it the night before and just release the raw for everybody. I don't know, because I think we did that for the last update, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll figure something out though.
It's true.
What?
Alrighty, thank you guys very much for tuning in this week. Thanks a lot, Ed, for joining us once again.
One more thing,
shout out.
Yeah, one more thing. I just wanna. I'm 99% sure that Caitlin's birthday was this week as well, so I didn't want to forget her as well. So happy birthday!
Crazy
birthday train. It's because all the fornication fall. That's all I have to say. Continue.
What?
Anyways,
What just happened?
IDK?
Ed.
I think the duck is in the hat.
What?
Is he talking in, like, code? What is...
I don't even think he's speaking English.
What? The duck is in the hat. I repeat, the duck is in the hat.
The duck is in the hat.
Code blue. Code blue. Auga. Auga.
In the hat.
Right. I know, right?
Thank you for tuning in this week.
The skunk.
The swallows fly south at midnight.
Thank you for tuning in this week.
But the owls are still here. If anybody gets that reference, you are full of win.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That's actually a Final Fantasy reference. With the owls. Anybody know it?
Final Fantasy 8.
Steak wins.
Yep.
Yeah. I hated 8.
Alright.
I hated you.
Good.
It hated you so hard.
9's coming up this week on PSN.
Sweet.
That'd be nice. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
I did it. Good night.
What?
What? I ended the show. I did it.
Ended it. I did it.